Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets, collecting new or gently worn sweaters, coats, and cold weather gear as part of KCTS 9's annual Mr. Rogers Neighborhood Sweater Drive, now through February 8th. More at pccnaturalmarkets.com/events.
Oh, Nancy Leeson, I am so envious of you. You got to do something that I have always wanted to do ever since I found out that there was a way to make noodles by just tossing them around in the air with your hands.
Stein, first time I saw it done, I was probably barely 20. I was in Wildwood, New Jersey at one of my then favorite Chinese restaurants, the Dragon House. Clanged the cymbals. It was one of those joints with the lanterns and the whole megilla. The guy who owned it, Mr. Mark, came out one night and in the middle of his dining room made noodles using just his bare hands. He made the finest, most extraordinary noodles just using his hands in the way that you would say play cat's cradle. It was fascinating. Took a lump of dough and freaked me out by doing this. This guy was so good at it that he actually later, not too many years later, went on David Letterman and performed this feat, which wasn't done so regularly here in the United States. But I think now it's far more prevalent. But a chef I love, Cheng Bao Yang. This chef is the guy who started Seven Stars Pepper. He had Szechuan Chef in Bellevue, Spicy Talk Bistro, one of my favorite Chinese restaurants in all of Seattle, except it's not in Seattle, it's in Redmond. And now he has a little place called Ue Malatang. It's actually a hot pot house, but he went back to China and learned how to make these hand-pulled noodles. So he's been practicing and practicing, and finally he started serving them at his restaurant, and I had an opportunity to go there and watch him do it.
For those who may not be familiar with what these hand-pulled or hand-tossed noodles are, the practitioner takes a big lump of dough, as Nancy said, and then through stretching and pulling and tossing in the air and swinging it around like a jump rope, this solid piece of dough magically turns into noodles. A lot of them.
He can make many of them, and they're just delicious, but it's just more fascinating to watch than anything I've ever seen done. I mean, when you think of all the machinery we have to make things, to see somebody use their very fingers as a machine is incredible.
It's a wonderful thing to see, and I can't help but wonder how it was that anybody ever came up with this. Who could have ever figured out, hey, if I do this, this will happen? It must have been one of those lucky accidents. And you have video.
I do. In fact, I wrote this story this week in honor of the Lunar New Year for my column in the Seattle Times. And it's in there for this past week. But I also had an opportunity to take video of my own. And it was one eye-opening experience. He let me try to make them. And it looks like it can't be that hard, right? You start pulling, the whole thing just fell apart in my hands.
Yeah, right. The traditional answer to how hard could it be, you know,
is
way harder than you thought. Well, we're going to post this video on the foodforthoughtkplu.org so eaters, you can see the whole thing, exactly how it works, as well as a nice picture of Nancy looking embarrassed with a lump of dough that ain't going nowhere. That'll all be at kplu.org. And Nance, before we go, I understand that punters are filling up the roster for your trip to San Francisco in March. You're going to do all kinds of cool stuff down there, and that will include some Chinese food as well, a little dim sum.
Yes, I understand,
right?
There's a dim sum brunch involved on this jazz trip to San Francisco, but maybe we can find a place that makes hand-pulled noodles.
That would really be cool. Eaters, you can read all about that and make your reservations also at kplu.org. Just click on San Francisco Trip. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy
Gung Hei Fat Choi.
Listen, I'm Dick Stein.